Good morning and welcome to the Monday edition of Down to Brass Tacks. I am Joanne Haig and I will be your moderator for today. Looking after all things technical is Mr. John Stout. The number to call, 434-1790, and to send us a WhatsApp message, 266-4862. Now, before I get into my little preamble about the various things happening across Barbados, I want to say a pleasant good morning to Mr. Victor Small, who recently came out of QEH Hospital. Quick story, Victor Small is a big fan of Brass Tacks, and I got a call from a mutual friend that he wanted to meet me, and I did, and I hope he felt better, and I believe he did. And he did say that he never misses a Brass Tacks, and I want to say to him that I'm glad that you're feeling better. I'm glad that the Brass Tacks family, when you listen to us, it makes your day, so to speak. And I just wanted to say to you, continue to heal, and you will be, I should say, in my thoughts and prayers as you continue to do so. So Mr. Victor Small of Silver Hill Close in Christchurch, special good morning to you. And what's on my mind? So many things. We've got problems at the QEH hospital with bed space. There are other issues on the ground regarding some flooding, as we can see on the front page of The Nation. But last night and into this morning, one of the things that I wanted to highlight would be land issue and ownership of land in this country and the ability to acquire a piece of the rock. I was informed that it's not only expensive, but it's very long. And as government moves towards ensuring that persons in Barbados can get a piece of the rock at a more affordable price, I think along with that, we need to look at the lawyer fees. And if we're not looking at the lawyer fees, at least someone please explain to me why it is that I'm going to get a mortgage and I have to pay my lawyer and the bank's lawyer too. As well. I think something is wrong with that, and that drives up the costs. And no disrespect to lawyers, certainly I know you do a good job and you deserve to be paid. I also know that these fees, they are legislated and they fall into various skills. And the mere fact that they are, maybe government can have a look at them and to see whether or not we can make some changes as we continue to make sure that Barbadians can afford to build a house in this country without getting the eyes poked out. Now, I do know at the credit union, it doesn't happen that way, that you pay one lawyer, but, and I, again, if I'm wrong, but I know for a fact that you have to pay your lawyer and the bank's lawyer, and I think something is really drastically wrong with that. So if we're looking at improving the way we do business and our government certainly is moving in the direction to allow for the average person to afford a piece of the rock so that they can build a home, giving them cheaper land prices and even offering them more square footage from what I understand, we then have to look at all of these various fees that drive up the cost of building and see whether or not we can work together in a COVID environment especially and to allow persons to afford to buy and build in this country. So it'll be interesting to hear what your take is on that. And that is my major point that I wanted to hit home. In addition, the whole concept of female empowerment and people's empowerment. I did say on this show a couple of weeks ago that I didn't fully understand the whole concept of empowerment in the way we use it, because there are so many things that we can do to empower people. And of course, education is important to do so. But when we look at the empowerment of women and girls, which I think is very important because we now have a seat at the table, I often wonder if other women who would have gotten their seat at the table if they're doing the same for others. And I say that to say this, sometimes some women can find themselves in a good position and they then become the enemy of other women. So I want to encourage women who have more or less climbed up the ladder of success to, you know, just take a little look back or reach back here and pull another woman up if you can, because in this business world, we as women, we are moving forward. We are getting more and more seats, I should say, at the table, and we should continue to do that. But we also need to help each other as women and not behave in that way as some women do. And note, I said some women, not all. But I'm really happy to hear that we're focusing a lot on our women and men too, because men are just as important. I wouldn't be here if not for the participation of a male. So we also have to have respect to our men too as well. But we also know that women didn't have a lot of rights back then. So to see us doing a lot more is a breath of fresh air. So on that note, it's 8 minutes after 10. This is Down to Brass Tacks. You are on the air.
Hi, Joanne. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Let me first say hello to Mr. Victor Small and hope he is doing well in his recovery.
Great.
He's a member of the Brass Tacks family, you informed us. So mm-hmm. I just thought it would be nice to say hi to him and wish him well in his recovery.
Great.
Before I address my main issue, as you raised the issue of mortgages and the fees, etc., for as long as I can remember, I have been arguing against this. Why it is, and it, to me, some of the onerous fees have been, a few of them have been removed. But before, you had to pay not only the bank's lawyers, but your lawyers, you had to pay a negotiating fee, although the bank itself is providing the loan. The fees were onerous for persons buying property. Mm-hmm. And this is why I say, Joanne, politics, whether it is this government or the last government or a new government to come, they do not address in the main bread and butter issues that affect the average person as it relates to things relating to the bank, insurance, how persons get their payout when they're injured, etc. These are issues that affect persons on a daily basis. And the bank is one of the biggest offender in terms of the seemingly wide powers they have, and the central bank seem to have only persuasive powers rather than legislative powers to tell them and to direct them to do certain things. They can only seek to persuade, and I find this needs to be halted and changed, because one of the things I think Ms. Mia Motley and this administration needs to look at, and look at urgently and seriously and do something about it, is the question of persons over 40,000 who have been unemployed, a large number of small and medium businesses that have gone under, and persons who have mortgages and have paid in and have properties. There needs to be legislation put in place to halt the sale of those persons' property. Because persons at your age group and you know, even some younger or persons older, persons who would have gotten a mortgage and would be halfway through it or spend some time paying their mortgage, the bank, they should make it difficult for the bank to sell that property, because persons may never, ever be able to get an opportunity to buy a piece of land which they would have had for a long time and then gone for a mortgage to build. And I am seeing a lot of for sale signs, and it is distressing to me, because that is probably the only property they will own. We're talking about wealth creation, etc. When you decimate the middle class and the lower middle class and even the working class in terms of property ownership, not only with fees and the onerous fees that you put on them, but also in terms of the ease with which bank can go for their properties. I think the Financial Service Commission, the government, everybody need to sit together and protect consumers there, and also the insurance company. I have been calling for years for banking ombudsman and an insurance ombudsman. I don't even know if I want to do that anymore. I think there should be laws put in place that look after people. That's my point as it relates to what you said.
Okay.
What I'm calling about this morning, I want to say to VUB, I'm terribly disappointed in your news department, which I know have been invited to the number of marches that the churches combined have been putting forward all the different denominations coming together. And they've been putting forward marches starting in the Western Zone on the 17th of October, which would have been St. James and a part of St. Michael. Then they moved to St. George, the churches in St. George and St. Thomas. And last Saturday, they were in Bridgetown, the churches in parts of St. Michael and Christ Church, did a really positive and powerful march in Bridgetown against the proposed legalization of same-sex civil union. The church normally gets knocked by everybody. The church should do this. Why the church ain't doing this? And the church is this. But they're never given the coverage that they deserve. I first want to point out the Nation newspaper has been very commendable in carrying a story every weekend. So has Barbados Today. CBC also, on the first march, did coverage. I have not heard anything in VOB's newscast on 5:30. Because when I come in the afternoon and I listen for the 5:30 Saturday news on each occasion, I have not heard it carried. Even up to Saturday just gone, there were just two news items, one foreign and one local. Nothing was carried. Now, remember, the march was in Bridgetown, right there on Chapel Street coming up.
You said
up
you
Broad
didn't
Street.
Hear it, correct?
I listened to the newscast.
Every
and there
day?
Was nothing carried. Every Saturday.
Right, but not every day.
Joanne, Saturday is the march. Mm-hmm. The news has been made on the Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Other news establishment carries it. In the case of the Nation, because it is done in the morning, their print will have to go for Sunday, which they do. Because Barbados Today Online is an online newspaper, they will have...
The Nation has an online presence as well.
Joanne, the Nation online presence represents what is in its printed version.
But the point is that before it goes to print, it comes out online as well. And it's the sister station, it's the sister company of Starcom. I'm not swearing if it was or wasn't. I'm just asking you, I'm just saying that I will find out. I'll find out if they carried it at any point.
Okay, I am saying to you, the Nation newspaper has carried it every Sunday, which is what you would suspect, which is what you would expect with an event that occurs on the Saturday, it would be shown up in the Sunday newspaper. And so has Barbados Today. CBC did one coverage. And I'm saying in fairness to the churches and the Christian community, which is a large voting constituency, but not only the Christian, the Rastas have also supported it. There have been petitions together with the Christians by the Muslim community, and they've taken it to the House of Parliament to give the government and the members of Parliament about the Muslims and Christians stand against this proposed legislation. I am saying that what we need to have is balance, because very far often you see persons in the media being carried, somebody from the LGBT community says something, this, and it's highlighted. But the churches had been doing a sustained protest in every zone across this country, and the VOB has not, the 5:30 news is their main news on Saturdays, it has not been carried. I have not heard it because I listened to see if it was carried. I listened to the 5:30 newscast on each Saturday, and they have been invited. So I am saying to VOB, most proposal this same-sex recognition by the government. I am saying to VOB, we need to have balance to show that the church is taking a stand and to interview the head of the organization that is coming together with the churches, which is Family Faith Freedom Barbados, Pastor Paul Leacock, in the First Baptist Church on Constitution Road. Broad Street is just a stone throw from VOB's office. You mean nobody could have come down there and covered that march? So I am speaking to Stetson Babb, I'm speaking to David Ellis, and I'm speaking to those responsible for bringing the news. I'm asking for balance. The church and a large portion of Barbadians, the majority in the last survey that was done, I think it was over 75%, are against this legislation, and we are saying that the church's voice must be heard on this issue, and there must be balance, because there seems to be a push towards highlighting when LGBT say something and not what the church is doing.
What is your position? You want to stay for 1 second? No problem.
Yes, yes.
I will just respond, and you can just listen, because it is interesting that the churches, and they're marching, and with all due respect, they have a right to do so. But what is also an eye-opener for me is that we have a lot of other issues of violence against children, other black-on-black violence, and various types of crime And I have not heard anything from the church, but yet the church can march against something that people have the right to choose, in my opinion. So when you say all moderators, I can't speak for all moderators. I'm speaking for Joyanne Haig. I personally believe that people should be allowed to do what, or love, I should say, who they choose to love, providing that they're both in agreement and they can proceed to do what they want to do in the privacy of their home. They're not hurting any person. And last time I was here, I asked individuals, please call and tell me how a person living next door in your workplace, being in a same-sex union or happens to be homosexual, how does that impact you daily? How does that impact you from eating, sleeping, functioning? No one yet has responded. So I do respect the church and in terms of them going out, but I'm just asking about all of the other things. And they do have a right to march. People have a right to share the word of God. But on the other hand, those persons on the receiving end can decide if they want to receive the word or not. This is Down to Brass Tacks. You are on the air.
Hello, morning. Is this Joyanne Haig?
Yes, sir.
Hi, morning, ma'am. Yes, I'm going through some very difficult times. My mother passed away when I was 7, going on 8.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I just lost my father because he had an infection in his prostate, so he had a catheter. Mm-hmm. And the catheter that he had created an infection that spread throughout his body. So they put him in a sedated coma at the QEH, and he was in the MICU for more than a week in that sedated state. And I came and saw him, and eventually he came out of his sedated state, and he knew who he was, and he knew what was going on, and knew what was happening around him.
Mm-hmm.
And he started to improve because I bought an incentive spirometer that was to help him with his breathing.
Mm-hmm.
And because he seemed to develop a chest infection, you know, when you land in one spot like that all the time, the mucus mm-hmm. can get built in that area.
Mm-hmm.
So he developed a chest infection. He was put in Ward C9. I was visiting him for the past 2 weeks, and I couldn't get to him on Wednesday or Thursday, it was, because the weather was too bad. I had a flash flood, but I was able to see him on Monday and Tuesday, and he was okay because he was able to talk with him. He was off the ventilator,
mm-hmm.
and he was able to breathe on his own, and he was having some form of improvement. And then Friday morning, I was watching the program, and then all of a sudden the hospital called me and told me that his vital signs were not too good and that they want me to come down there as soon as possible. And by the time I got there, he gone.
Oh, my. Sir, I'm so sorry to hear about your loss.
Even
I'm so sorry.
I feel it. Because I was trying to see if I contact the Minister of Elderly Affairs and People's Empowerment, Cynthia Ford, for the parish of St. Thomas. But I haven't been very successful so far in reaching her. But I got some assistance from family relatives. But if I could hear Cynthia Ford, if I can, I'd appreciate it.
This is assistance. I'm sorry. I didn't get you there just before. You were trying to reach Minister Ford and...
Cynthia Ford, yeah.
Right.
Minister
mm-hmm.
of People's Empowerment.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's helped us when the pandemic started.
Mm-hmm.
She helped us with... Because I get a welfare grant from the welfare officer up here at Warren's. And she increased it because, how things were really locked down.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been trying to reach her from the time my father took very ill, but I couldn't get through to her. On morning and evening, I've been calling, and I couldn't get through.
So you need some assistance now after this?
Yes. There's another thing I would like to say, too. I don't like to get too much into these hot debates with the same-sex thing,
Mm-hmm.
But the people that I find have been really arguing and fighting about it all the time, because I see that there are some questions out there, because I saw an article, I think it was on the about that. There's a lot of information that we just don't know, and we got to be very careful in judging people, too, because there's a lot we don't know.
Okay.
We don't have all the answers.
What I'm going to ask you to do, just stay on the line. And could you give your name and your number to the producer, and we will certainly try to help follow up on that request for you, okay? We'll be back after the break. Welcome back. On the subject of the churches, and so I just want to be clear in case WhatsAppers misunderstood me or any callers to come. I respect the fact that the churches have gone out and they stood up for what they believe in. What I'm asking is, what about the other things that are impacting society that seem to be, well, should I say, hurting other people, taking lives, etc., robberies, etc.? What is the church's position, and will they march too on that? And I also agree with the churches in terms of sharing the word, spreading the gospel. But the churches have to understand that people still have a right to choose whether or not they wish to receive the word. We are run by not the churches, but by the state in terms of the laws. And this is still a democracy. So if it is that the majority decides that that's what it is, maybe that's what will happen. I don't know. But I firmly believe in the freedom of choice. And if you do believe in God, isn't that what he said about the freedom of choice? Shouldn't we then allow people to choose to love who they want to love and then let God be their judge? Your job is to spread the word, not to become the judge and the jury for something that does not impact you, for something that does not affect you. Let God be the judge and the jury. Keep on spreading the word as much as you need to, but let people choose what type of life they want to live as it regards to who they wish to love. This is Down to Brass Tacks. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, how are you?
I am good. What about you?
I'm blessed.
Good.
Calling about a burst pipe in Hillaby Hill.
Oh, dear.
Look, let me tell you what, Mrs. Over thousands of gallons of water have been... If you was to say it now, you would think we had a flood.
Oh.
The water is just pouring down the hill. The gutters are full. Oh, my God.
And Hillaby is a place that never have water.
We pipe don't have any. So, our pipe don't have no water, but the water is just on the road, all in the gutters.
So how long you didn't have water for in Hillaby?
Pardon?
When was the last time you had water in Hillaby, coming out the taps?
The last time we had water was yesterday morning.
And how long you saw the burst this morning?
It seems so, but when I get up, I saw the water flowing coming down the hill.
All right. You call the Barbados Water Authority?
I didn't have any water.
Anyone reached out?
Last night.
Oh, you didn't have any water. Did anybody reach out to the BWA?
I called them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hold on, press this, press that. Mm-hmm. And I was there holding on forevermore, and I put down the phone.
All right.
So I decided I would call Brasta and see if we could get them to come and do something.
Well,
about
I'm sure they heard you. Hillaby, this is Mount Hillaby or Bottom Hillaby?
No. Hillaby, Moose Bottom.
Moose Bottom? Okay. So basically, if they just follow the water, they're going to find you on the burst.
It's Hillaby Hill.
Hillaby Hill? All
Hillaby
right.
Hillaby Hill, right in the hill.
All right. So BWA, we're hopeful that before 2 o'clock today that you can let us know that this lady who's been calling and holding on, and she decided to call the program instead, kindly see what you can do to help facilitate and save water.
Oh, no, the water is flooding.
Oh, dear. Well, I'm sure...
Flooding the road.
Well, tell you what, you give the producer a call before 2 o'clock. You don't have to come back on the air, and you let us know if you see the BWA. But let's put a challenge out there to Water Authority. See if you can get there before 2 o'clock so that this lady can call us and let us know that you have rectified the problem. All right?
Okay, all right.
Thank you so much. All right. Down to Brass Tacks. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Top of the morning to you, Ms. Hakes.
And to you.
Are you aware that the nurses at the geriatric hospitals and the psychiatric hospitals and recently the COVID call centers are being paid sporadically?
No, I'm not aware, ma'am.
Well, the problem with the psychiatric hospitals and the district hospitals has been going on for many, many years. I'm not here to bash this administration because they have all been guilty of this. And I don't know when it's going to stop. Somebody has to do something about it. And the reason I say this is, the politicians, whenever they get into office, you ever hear that they didn't get their salaries?
I never heard about it, but I'm just saying your information is, are you one of the nurses, ma'am, or you're close to?
No, I'm not. I'm not one of the nurses.
Okay. And your information about them not being paid is coming from?
This is a fact, and this has been going on for many, many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
This is not something I dreamed up, and I'm calling to make this government look bad because, as I mentioned before...
But is it happening right now as we speak? Do we have nurses right now from the, at the geriatric and the psychiatric and COVID nurses and QEH nurses and polyclinic nurses?
Paid.
They have not been paid.
Okay. No. Mm-hmm. I want to ask a question. I was told that the consultants' salaries are... tax-free. Is that correct?
I don't think anything in life is tax-free, ma'am. Once you're working, you got to pay taxes.
I don't know. This is what I was told.
You see?
And?
Well, then you, I'm sorry, but you're telling me about the nurses. You're telling me about the tax-free things, and this is what you were told. Let's see. For a fact, I can't say that there's anything tax-free in any country, or at least this country. Every person who works, they will be if they're working, they're going to be taxed at some point. If they think they can get away from it, and some people try, people catch up to them. That's one. Two, in relation to the nurses, let's see if we get some information from nurses to see if there is some merit into what you were saying, because you're not saying exactly where your source, where you're getting the information from, if it came from some recent report from a credible news source.
Fact, Ms. Hayes, this has been going on for many, many
I understand years. That, and I remember there were some problems with nurses being paid, but I'm asking you, is that happening like right now in those age in those
I speak because some of the nurses who were working at the COVID call centers
mm-hmm.
resigned because they were mm-hmm. not paid.
I'm not saying that you're wrong, but I'm not saying that you're right either. I'm asking you, the same way you got your information from somebody about a consultant, did you get your information from somebody about the nurses? So if it is that we would like a little bit more info from possibly a nurse who might be experiencing what you're saying, that's all I'm asking, if we can sort of add a little bit more to what you're saying to give it a little bit more credibility and a little bit more weight. But I'm not saying that you're wrong, but let's see if we can get to the bottom of it in terms of nurses are being paid right now, and if there's a problem with receiving their monies, okay?
This has been going on for many, many years.
I understand that, and let's just hope that it's not as bad as it was, or if it is, let's see if we can hear from someone else who is actually going through what you're saying and to put it out there so that the relevant authorities can hopefully have it rectified, all right?
But they have promised on many occasions... and they have failed.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, too. Down to Brass Tacks, 1033. You are on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I've been calling on this program for 30 years, 35 years. Somebody, you know, saying good things. If I really go outside and slap somebody around the head, you know something? My dad news is spread all over the world. Everybody would know who first time caller is or what your name, auntie, whatever his name is. They would know who he is because he do something bad. Bad news spreads like wildfire.
No,
it does. You can do all the best. You can have the best intentions in the world. Nobody would care. But you do something wrong and you are screwed. Here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I want to congratulate and thank Admiral and another person for posting the worst possible picture of the Mighty Sparrow's piece on their website, on their Facebook page, and it went viral. Over 1,000 shares. That thing, every Trinidadian in the world know who I am because of that photo. And I want to thank him because he understands something I didn't understand. He's actually working with me, you know. He knows that bad news is spread like wildfire. So you find the worst possible thing to post, and that thing would spread. I know every Trinidadian know who I am. It's so easy. I had the opportunity, of course, yesterday to go on to be interviewed by a number of Trinidadian stations and newspapers to come to make it right. Because if I step off the plane in Trinidad tomorrow, somebody gonna throw a stone at me. Just because of a nonsense photograph. I was vexed, but I didn't get it. I understand where you're coming from. If you want to be known, do something bad and people pick up on it in a hurry.
Why do you think there's so many people in the music business and superstars that get themselves involved in certain things? Just look at it this way. Well, for what it's worth, and I don't know if my opinion is worth anything, I thought it was an excellent job. I did not realize it was a competition, hence I'm not sure why so many people weighed in on the judgment. And I believe if the Mighty Sparrow and his family, if they're happy, then nothing else matters.
No, I'm going to call him after this phone call. I'm going to call him and talk to him directly, because he needs to understand what took place. But truth be told, whatever the Admiral did, whatever his agenda was, it worked. It worked big time. Now the Caribbean Wax Museum is known all over the world. We are bad. We don't even know what we're doing, but it's a good thing because there's no such thing as bad advertising.
Exactly.
There's
That's why I said there's no such thing as bad PR.
No.
So
exactly.
Embrace it. Embrace it. Run with it. Work with it. And let it work for you.
Now, what the depiction was actually done for a great reason, because Barbadians, I'm a Barbadian, and our outfit is a Barbadian outfit. And we reached out to Trinidad, as we reach out to the rest of the region, by depicting these people in the way that they deserve to be depicted. We don't think that it's right to name roads after people or buildings and places after people. You think the correct thing to do is to depict them in a way that no one will ever forget what they look like. And you know something? Mighty Sparrow was in on this thing from day one. Of course, what took place yesterday was an embarrassment. Again, there's no such thing as bad advertising. We can make that right, because obviously the picture was not the correct picture. And I believe the guy actually had me in mind by doing this. You know, because he wanted to do good by me. And yeah, okay, you've done good. Everybody know who I am now. That's not a problem. Mm-hmm. But the Mighty Sparrow recognized, as will everyone else that we depict, that we actually understand.
Let me ask you something. Good. What's important to you right now? That the client was happy, yes or no?
I am important that the client was
But what is important to you?
Grave, knowing that we've done the right thing.
Right,
if
okay.
If it's 10 years from now, 20 years from now, because he will be remembered in the right way. And we actually do know what we are doing. Okay. Yeah, no, don't worry. We know what we're doing. You've been doing it for a long time. So it doesn't matter. We are good at taking, making a depiction that can be seen from every angle, because it's three-dimensional. You can look at it from the back, from the front, from the top. You don't. It's supposed to look like that thing, like the person. What we do not do, or we have no control over, is the lighting. If the lighting comes from behind or from the bottom up or from the top down, that person will not look the way. We were not that good. And the truth is, that works for every other human being as well, too. If you put a human being there that we didn't do, that God created, I'm an atheist, but still, to talk in your language, and you put a torchlight from the bottom or from the top or from the back, that person will not look like you, like yourself, because the lighting is wrong. So we made a mistake, because we didn't realize, of course, that people got cell phones and they mistake pictures. That picture probably was taken by the cameraman from CBC. He was the only person on that side of the room anyhow. So he probably took that picture, and truth be told, when I saw the unveiling of the piece on CBC the same night, it was the worst possible footage in the history of mankind. Everything was in shadow. So that cameraman from CBC needs to be brought up before some kind of censorship board. And, well, maybe he was working
for the law courts?
I don't know.
Listen. I think don't let anybody get under your skin. You are professional. But listen to me. One second. I don't know how many people in Barbados can do what you do. First of all, you're not God, which means you can't recreate anybody to look exactly like how he or she should look, because you're not God.
That is the goal.
Right?
I'm sorry.
No, you're going to get close to it, but you will. You know, that's fine. But my point is that you've done something. If you are satisfied with your work, if you know you've done your personal best and your client is happy, start from there. Other people who want to keep noise. You know what? When you're on top, you become the topic. So welcome it.
But getting up there is going to be an issue. The problem is that the client will not be happy if the rest of the world is not happy. So my obligation to the client is to make sure the rest of the world is happy.
I understand that.
I have no to go and correct.
You could be under some pressure, yes.
I've got all the press on my side. Unfortunately, Barbados Press really don't get too hoots about me. And I have to use a call-in program to come and make my point, you know, relevant. Because I was trying to get a morning Barbados, and I got absolutely no response. But the Trinidadian Press gave me opportunity to come and say and speak and talk my foolishness. They did that because that's what responsible media do.
But if you want, and this is for free advice, okay? The start that you had, it may not be as bad as you think it is. You have an opportunity to make it right. Go out there and fix it if you think you need to fix it, because you're correct in one regard. If too many people don't like it, then it may be a little pressure on the client to change it. But if the client really is happy, just, you know, go out and just keep promoting it and do what you do best. For me, if people can't do better, then I don't see why they should have an opinion as to why and what it should look like. I personally would ask them respectfully, would please come and get it done then in the way you think it should be done. So again, I thought you did a fantastic job with the Mighty Sparrow. Those who may not feel the same, well, you know, we look at things in a different way. I see it as a good effort. So thank you very much, and continue and keep up the good work. Down to Brass Tacks, you're on the air.
Good morning, Ms. Hicks.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm good. I'm getting a lot of women today. That's good. I normally get more male callers.
Well, I'm a first-time caller, please.
Welcome. Very welcome.
I live in Stuart, St. John.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have a road. This morning when I got up, I don't have a pretty lawn. Well, I can't say yes, no, because when you, even if you come in Stuart Hill, you got to go on my lawn or do something. Potholes bad from one end to the next.
The potholes are recent potholes, because I can tell you with that downpour of rain, it got worse.
Yes.
Okay.
So I would like Mr. Griffith, easy pollen turn for Stuart Hill,
mm-hmm.
to just drive in his car, especially when the rain falling, and come and give us a help. You know, when you was young, mm-hmm. your mother was black hair in trees.
Oh, yes. That used to be my favorite style. Two in the back and one at the front to the side.
Okay, well, the grass growing in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
I got broken road.
Mm.
Can't walk. Or I'll put it for you better. Even, you know, when you're baking a cake, and you take it out, hold the cake to one side. You ever experience that?
Say that again. I missed that.
You know, when you're baking a cake.
Uh-huh.
Put it inside.
Mm-hmm.
And you take it out the oven and you shake it, you know, half will go one side.
Yeah, well, I know that only too well. It happens to be regular.
That is how our road
is
short of space. I would really love Mr. Griffith.
But again, let me ask you, the roads, prior to the rain,
yes, please.
How bad was it?
Well, you know, I'm just telling you, mm-hmm. you're going to hear the call and say Mr. Barrow and Mr. Thompson, but you can't bring back your dad. You got
No. I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about just before the rain, like 2-3 months ago, if the rain really made it to this.
Worse.
It was worse. Okay, it was really bad, but it's worse now. Okay.
Yes, and if they are fixing down in St. George, they could please come up here and give us a facelift. I ain't taking dig it up, but saying something potash or what is for the holes.
Oh, Lord. Well, how is the water situation in Stuart Hill?
But Miss Hayes, the pipe is burst every day. And you know, when I have a baby, when you just, a baby no trying to pass while it's dripping.
Mm-hmm.
I had on my machine a long time ago. The water barely dripping. But I don't mind the water. I want the road fixed.
You'd rather the road fixed than the water fixed? If you had to choose between one.
I would love both.
Okay.
Especially potholes. Say, if you come, especially when the rain falls,
mm-hmm.
you got to put on plastic on your shoes. I'm telling
you. Well, I'll tell you this. I dropped into one this morning, and let me tell you, I thought I had a flat tire or broken something. I didn't see it. But of course, because the rain fell so much, it wasn't there. And I'm using the same road, you know. It was not there about 2-3 weeks ago. A lot of rain then, obviously, you know, dug up a lot of roads and caused a lot of potholes.
Yeah, but our road ain't due for a long, long, long time.
Mm.
Well, please, I'm asking Mr. Griffith, he belongs to St. John.
No. They listen to this program, and I'm hoping that someone will hear and respond accordingly. I don't think it's going to be done today.
No. But
I hope they put it on the list of things to do.
We need to come and fix the pothole, Ms. Higgs.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank you for listening to me.
I thank you for calling too. Okay.
Yes, please.
Thank you. You too, my dear. Thank you. Down to Brass Tacks. You are on the air.
Good morning, Miss Hicks.
Good morning.
How, Mom?
Mom's doing very well.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. Now, I want to take a different line, but before I go there, let me say something about the church. What is happening in this country, the church is responsible for, not pertaining to what we would consider same-sex marriage. You know, the church practiced the same thing at the days of slavery, where, and especially in the Anglican church, the front pews were reserved for a certain class of people. Have you read about that?
No.
Yeah, well, the plantation owners and such, like you as an ordinary person going to serve God in the same church, could not sit in those pews. Those pews at the front was reserved for the planter class. Now, today, whether you bring a friend or any person into the church, they are seen as an ordinary person. But the day a politician that is elected in a particular parish and they go to the pastor, they make the church take them right up to the front of the church. Like if a politician ain't going to hell and the ordinary person ain't going to hell. And that's the practice that they practice at worst of the day. So when they get attacked, now they got to take it. I can't see how because a politician is a representative that you can take them and look at the ordinary members and you bring them right up in the church that come to church to you every Sunday. But this particular politician must have priority. Total nonsense. That is enough for that and the church. Now, let me say this to you. Last week, I had a conversation pertaining about blood would flow in the streets. Now, when you talk, people don't want you to talk. You read about the 1937 riots?
I did.
You in the Convamarian?
Well, I can't say that I remember everything, but yes.
Yeah. But during the 1937 riots, we lost a lot of lives. A few lives were lost. And I read in a book there where a young woman with a tree on her head, the shots, then she received the shots, her whole belly came out. A little boy come in town to do lay course for his grandmother. He was shot in the street. Now, when these people were shot, where are they coming from? The mob blood. Huh?
We had a
situation in Grenada, where you should know about this one, because it was in the 70s.
You assuming that I'm born in the 70s. Suppose I'm an 80s baby.
Oh, you're not yet a baby. No, you better now. We had what you consider the uprising in Grenada.
Mm-hmm.
Upwards to this day, nobody know where Mars Bishop body is. Blood flow in Grenada. And all I was saying, that if we are not careful, because in all of these instances, the 1937 riots caused the commission to recommend that we have a trade union movement and a political party, because one person or one body of people was executing the duties in the country from the legal side down to the ordinary side, working class side. So nobody had a voice. Now, I am concerned today. That's the reason I said that. Now, I want you to use your intellect, because you're in a fool. Anybody that raises wrong a shot collects so much information and gets so much things that you know what you're talking about.
I mean, streetwise, that's what you're saying.
Streetwise, man. You sit down in the shop, you hear so much conversation going on that you're fighting you. Now, today, there is three major political parties. I mean, organizations, union organizations. Remember that after the 1937 riot, it was recommended that the labor movement should have a body of people which formed the Barbados Workers Union to represent the working class. Now, there are three major unions in this country. We got the teachers' union, and we got any other unions. But the other major unions are the NUPW, who blanket a certain amount of workers in the government, and you have the Barbados Workers Union, who blanket a certain amount of workers in the government. And then you got Caswell Franklin, who is more vocal that I would say an organization is strong.
All right, you got to pull your point together, though.
I can put them together. I can finish right now. Mm-hmm. I learned prayer. See, that we're coming there.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that I am saying today is if these union organizations and put themselves into a political organization that who already is democratically elected, heading for a one-party state, and nobody comes out to represent the workers when everybody is in the same saucepan. Nobody is jumping out. How the working class people in this country will be represented, and if they're not represented the way they should, that is where you just find people sitting down and planning out things how to get around just as the 1937 arrest. And that's all I have to say this morning, and I thank you for the time. I hope you will continue on an even key.
Thank you so much. This WhatsApper is saying, good morning, Ms. Haig. I am overwhelmed by your naivety. Same-sex unions being legitimized here. Understand that this is a Christian country. Same-sex unions, whether in private or public, is wrong. The BLP never placed it in their manifesto, and to have it introduced to the public via the throne speech is insulting to every civil-minded Barbadian. Same-sex is wrong. Do you know that of all the animals on earth, the most educated Homo sapiens are the only group that practices not place engine oil. Okay. I would just leave that. The government should tell us how many people, et cetera, et cetera. Now, if you want us to read some of these messages, you know, clean it up a little bit, and then we might be able to read all of it. But I will say this, and I stand by it. It's not that I am saying that being gay is, you know, let's go and everybody to be gay. I'm saying that if people are, and they're not hurting anyone by choosing an individual that is an adult and they're on the same page, who am I to take that away from them? So I am not going to be pressured by anyone, but I certainly do respect the opinions of Christians and even non-Christians who don't want to agree with what I'm saying, or even what the government may be suggesting in some cases of the civil unions, and to recognize them. I certainly respect all views, but I stand by my view that once you are doing something that two adults agree to do, and it's not a child involved, because that certainly is a bigger issue in my mind, then I certainly don't have an issue with people doing what they want to do to show love to each other. It's their choice. Down to brass tacks. We'll be back after the break.